Senate Republican leaders have introduced their version of a health insurance overhaul, but it's not being widely celebrated. Four senators openly opposed the legislation in its current state, but said they were open to negotiations, while another four senators seemed iffy. Republicans can only afford to lose two of their 52 senators for passage. The proposed legislation would change and cut the funding for the Medicaid program. One of the four GOP senators not in favor is Susan Collins of Maine.
It makes no sense to single out Planned Parenthood from all the Medicaid providers.
The bill would reverse the Affordable Care Act's expansion of Medicaid, a move that could affect millions of people, and for the first time, limit states' overall Medicaid funding from Washington. It would also eliminate the individual mandate and provide instead less robust tax credits than Obamacare to help people afford insurance. It would repeal hundreds of billions of dollars in taxes on businesses and high-income households and retroactively cut taxes on capital gains. Let's get some analysis now from Roger Abramson, healthcare insurance expert and general counsel for the benefits administrator Ameriflex. Roger, your initial reaction.
My initial reaction was not surprised in the sense that really, for all the hue and cry, it's really not that much different from what came over from the House. And at the end of the day, and this is what's going to disappoint some folks, not a lot different than what we're doing right now with the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. It doesn't make a lot of changes. It's just really not that different.
All right. So some of the highlights in your mind or points to be made.
The points to be made, the two big ones, unlike the House bill, this one is a little softer with regard to Medicaid cuts, and that's not unexpected coming out of the Senate. It's also a little softer, to use that term, in terms of the pre-existing condition issue, which is it does not include the waivers for states that the House bill did, allowing for states to allow insurers to charge more for pre-existing conditions. Neither of these are very surprising. It's always been assumed that the Senate Republican bill would be a little less, quote-unquote, hard-right conservative, for lack of a better phrase, than the House bill.
Okay. What about cost here? Any feel for cost or the number of folks who might keep, lose, or be indifferent about insurance?
That's the number we're going to wait on from the folks over in the magical cauldron called the CBO. I think they have designed this well enough to know where the CBO is going to go. It's probably not going to be that much of a different number than what came out of the House, maybe just a tad lower. They know what factors CBO uses, but I don't think it's going to be substantially different. I think you're going to come see the CBO come out and say, under this bill, based on our estimates, and of course they are estimates, a significant number of people, double digits in the millions, will not have health insurance. Mm. And I don't think that's going to be much different.
Okay. What about taxes?
Takes away a lot of the taxes that Obamacare put in. That's not really different from the House bill, and also not unexpected on the Republican side. They have to kind of thread a needle because they have to fit the budget number that the House bill had to some degree because of this process which bores everybody called reconciliation. And all that's about is if they don't do something along those lines that keep those same numbers, they're going to have to get 60 votes to get this to pass. Well, they're going to be lucky to get 52. But it doesn't change that number very much. It's going to be about as expensive as Obamacare is and about as expensive as what already came out of the House.
Hmm. We're speaking with Roger Abramson, healthcare insurance experts, also general counsel with the benefits company Ameriflex, and we're talking about the Senate Republican health insurance bill. How about on the Medicaid front?
That's the biggest issue that they've had to work with your Republican so-called moderates, for instance, Susan Collins and some other folks. There was a lot of concern among those folks, especially coming from their own governors, that the House bill does not allow, in their view, their governors and the state governments enough latitude to keep those folks on in the Medicaid population in terms of subsidies and other things. And that was one of the biggest differences between this bill and the House bill. It loosens that up quite a bit. It's a lot softer. It's a little less, I guess, to use the word the president used, mean, if that's a proper word, yeah, than what the House bill did. It gives the states much more latitude under, as with Obamacare, to keep those folks on Medicaid. Whether that's good or bad, of course, depends on your political point of view. Senate conservatives don't like it. The Senate moderates do. But that's going to be a big point of contention between the Republican Senate and the more conservative Republican House.
Good stuff. Anything else you want to drop in that jumped out at you here?
At the end of the day, I've long said what's ever going to come out of this Congress and the president is not going to be significantly different than what we already have. I call it the Affordable Care Act 2.0. And thus far, that seems to be the case. I wish there was somewhere I could have bet on that. But, you know, I live in Tennessee. We don't allow gambling.
Thanks, Roger. Roger Abramson, healthcare insurance expert, also general counsel for the benefits administrator Ameriflex. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe. For more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.